They will give us a chance to show that we will defend the Constitution and that our oath means something to us.
The top Judiciary Committee Republican, Doug Collins, tells Fox,
Adam Schiff has heard his own voice for so long, he simply believes what he's saying without any evidence of truth or any evidence of facts here.
President Trump tweets in all capital letters, witch hunt. He's also gotten what he wants from Democrats today, an agreement announced this morning to approve a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico, the USMCA, to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes already on the way. The threat of showers, maybe a thunderstorm fairly early. Temperatures will be in the low 70s before starting to fall in the afternoon to about 54 later, becoming windy. The risk of showers continues this afternoon and tonight. Colder tonight, low 41. Tomorrow, risk of showers mainly early in the day, otherwise much cooler than it has been. High temperatures only in the 50s tomorrow, down to 39 tomorrow night. A chance of more rain by Thursday night into Friday. Hey, our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services in the past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the new year is not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year, and don't forget the reason for the season.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Christmas, you filthy animal, and a happy new year.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Second hour of News and Views here on a Tuesday morning. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. My name is Joey Clark. My co-host Jack Campbell will be here in mere moments. On the phone with me now, though, I don't want to keep this patient gentleman waiting. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hello. I just wanted to correct something that you keep stating incorrectly.
Okay.
The report did not say they did not find any bias. It stated they did not find any documented bias.
Testimonial or documentary bias, yeah.
So they just didn't put it in writing that they hated Trump, they were going to get him.
Right.
That doesn't mean that everyone knows there were bias.
Right.
No, and you're absolutely right, Mike. Did you hear my conversation with Flower Child there for a second?
Just a little bit.
No, there's a great op-ed today that he's essentially the legalese that Horowitz used if you applied it, say, to like the Jeffrey Epstein case. Though it's been shown that Epstein abused minors, there's no documentary or testimonial evidence that he actually had a deviant sexual desire to do anything to these minors. Like, and that's kind of, everybody knows there was political bias. And
right, but if you keep, it's just like the Democrats, if you keep stating it incorrectly, people will believe that statement. They did not state they did not find any bias. They stated they didn't find any written evidence of it.
Or no testimony to the fact. But, and so, I think also the political, I think political bias is obvious. I appreciate the correction, though. But also, okay. I think the larger issue of institutional bias, that it's a government, a hammer looking like every problem is a nail, and that's all they do. And they look out for their own. And it's frustrating to no end. Frustrating to no end. But I think you and I are mostly on the same page here, man.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Yes, and that is true, what Mike just said. It's this land of legalese. Take any average person, do you think these folks acted in a biased way? I mean, why would you, after you're already, as you begin your investigation in late July and head into this year in 2016, in August, you're already finding out that, say, I don't know, Carter Page and Papadopoulos are making statements to your confidential human sources that almost exonerate it, exculpatory evidence. And yet you still go for a FISA warrant. You know, this article that I'm citing here, it's an op-ed for The Hill by Kevin Brock. He makes a fantastic point. He says, let's start with the decision to open counterintelligence cases into the Trump campaign and force U.S. citizens affiliated with the campaign. The IG concluded that the Comey's Crossfire Hurricane team had sufficient justification for starting an investigation so nicknamed. He then conveniently provided the exact words on which the team relied. These are telling. The FBI received a notification from a friendly country, which is known to be Australia, that a Trump campaign advisor, George Papadopoulos, had received a quote-unquote suggestion from Russia that it could assist the campaign by releasing information damaging to Mrs. Clinton and President Obama. That was it. That's the justification. Here's what the thin predication was adequate for the FBI I grew up in. This is Kevin Brock's own words. An agent from a field office, not headquarters, would have contacted Mr. Papadopoulos, interviewed him to get more details, enlisted his cooperation against the Russians, if warranted, and that would have been it. Instead, we got a whole investigative team of top officials at the FBI headquarters who definitely disliked Trump very much, received this information that happened to threaten Trump's rival Hillary Clinton, and so they initiated a full-blown investigation with every intrusive investigative tool, including surveillance methods. And they used the Steele dossier paid for by the Clinton campaign to get that surveillance. Then they lied about the renewals for more surveillance going forward. But I think Kevin Brock makes a fantastic point in this article that if Papadopoulos was given some suggestion, why didn't you just send a field agent out to talk to him and say, hey, let's get on the same team here. We're all Americans fighting against the Russians. Isn't that what the Democrats want? Isn't that what many Republicans want? No, instead, we just have to assume that, yeah, Trump is just dirty, dirty, dirty in bed with the Russians because Papadopoulos overheard something. By the way, I want to know more about this guy who told this stuff to Papadopoulos. Mifsud? Something's not right there. Maybe Durham and Barr will find it out. 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. News and views from 9 to noon. Who's this? You're on there?
Papa B.
Hey, Papa B, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm just trying to keep my head together.
Well, the thing is, I'm like Flower Child. Well, if you can't see the plain action of, you know, wrongdoing, it's, I mean, just on its face, it's wrong what they, you know, what the players at the FBI have done here, then just what is it going to take? I'm a brick upside the head? Oh, wow, yeah, there you go. I mean, this is not a mystery to anybody, but apparently Horowitz and Christopher Wray. So, assumption here is that they're doing everything they can to protect the institution of the FBI. They're trying to lend cover to the FBI, and you know, I get on some level, you know, they're right in doing it, but not on this one. And I think somewhat Jeff Sessions fell into that same sort of trap. You know, we got to provide protection and cover for fine men and women of the FBI and the Institute thereof. You know, we're here to protect them, not to, you know, really find fault. So, you know, maybe, you know, like yesterday when I called in, maybe asking somebody like Ray or Horowitz to really find fault would be sort of like asking one of us to amputate a limb. You know, it's just, you know, we just can't do it without anesthesia either. So, you know, an outside, really, this is going to require legislative action.
I think so.
So, you know, but at the same time, there are people that really need to be held to account and need to go to jail, Joey.
Yes.
So
that's why I'm hanging my hopes on John Durham.
Well, I think we all are. And I wonder if, now what is Uber investigating?
It's not
exactly?
Very.
We haven't heard a
Yeah, it's not very clear.
You don't know?
No, I don't know. For a while, we thought Huber was just kind of being the guy keeping the whole story together, like making sure all the documents are put in order or these sorts of things. But it's not clear what Huber's exactly up to.
Okay. Well, anyway, when are we supposed to hear from Durham? Do you know?
There's no date certain, but I think it is further along. Their criminal investigation is much further along. For instance, in Durham's statement, he talks about how he warned the IG a month ago that based on the evidence we've collected, we disagree with your conclusions, especially about predication. Is it predicated? And other things.
Yeah.
So I think they're further along than people suspected. I think they've talked to a lot of the principal players already, people like John Brennan. So it could be the beginning of next year even. But who knows? Durham takes his time.
Yeah.
If you look at the history of the cases Durham has done for the federal government, he takes his time. And that's why that statement yesterday was so unusual. It really was. And gives
it
me
was.
Hope. Yeah.
Well, it was. Yeah. I mean, yeah, and I think we can take a little bit of hope from that, you know. So I guess then we're going to hear from Horowitz at Senator Graham's committee tomorrow? Is that right?
Yes, tomorrow. And Lindsey Graham, I've got the tape here. He essentially goes, all right, you want to say there's no political bias? Fine. I don't think that's true, but for the sake of argument, I'll go along with you. Why did the FBI, after they realized the underlying informant for the one source for Christopher Steele was not reliable, that it was a bunch of barroom talk, salacious scuttlebutt, rumor and innuendo, why didn't the FBI reveal that to the FISA court once they found that out?
Well, and he's got another good point, too, and that is, why didn't they just go tell the Trump campaign?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, defensive briefing. And they claim, well, if we did that, it would have tipped off any possible spy. Like, really?
It tipped off Trump. this was an orchestrated thing here.
Yes, and it's
counterintelligence.
And do you catch what I'm saying, that it's more than just the official government action? It's not just the FBI and how they abuse the FISA process. It's also, I want to know, where did this barrage of leaks come from? What intelligence agencies? Who are they working with in the press? Like, this was a 2.5-year effort, just you abusing official processes, but also using the press to advance a narrative that blew up in their face.
Right.
And now they're using the same techniques for this Ukraine impeachment.
Exactly. Yeah, man, this stinks to the high heavens.
It does.
And didn't get any satisfaction, really. Well, you know what? There are some things in the Horowitz report that I've heard of. I haven't read it for myself.
Right.
That really is pretty condemning.
It is damning. It is.
And but boy, he put a thick slathering of goodwill toward the FBI on top of that to sort of make people dig down into it.
Essentially what Horwood said, Papa B, is they checked off all the official boxes, so I guess it was predicated then. They did all the official things.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, that's not credible.
Well, and also my question for Horowitz would be, if I'm Senator Graham or somebody on that committee tomorrow, my question would be, if it was predicated to begin with, why were all these just 51 violations, 9 false statements of the FISA court necessary moving forward?
Right.
Not less than a month after it was predicated. Like, what is the deal?
The evidence is bountiful that contradict his premise, yeah. You know? So he's trying awful hard to not look at, you know, the plain facts.
Well, and here's what I suspect's going on, Papa B, with Durham and Barr. Durham even said in his statement, we've been working with foreign governments and collecting information here at home. Wouldn't it be something? The FBI and Horowitz now is saying it was predicated because a friendly foreign government asset, an Australian, came and said that Papadopoulos heard this dirt. Wouldn't it be something if all that had been a bit orchestrated by intelligence services?
That
would be something.
Well, we're going to see a lot more. I'm sure of it. We can't get to it fast enough. But, the fact that we're going to see have a little more insight here, I have a little doubt.
Yes.
So patiently wait again here. In fact, I'm tired of patiently waiting, really. But what else are you going to do, you know? But anyway, Joey, thanks for taking my call.
No, I appreciate you calling. Thank you, Papa B.
All right.
Hello, Jack Campbell.
Hello, Joey. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
It's a slow news day.
Let me ask you this question, because I know you read it.
Not the whole thing. I read a lot of it.
I know you read a lot of it.
Yeah.
After reading what you did read, is your opinion that Horowitz is kind of covering for his buddies?
I think it's institutional bias, yes.
Okay.
I think he's getting them off on a technicality that there was political bias going on.
Oh, hell yeah.
The steps they took, there were so many opportunities for the FBI to operate in good faith on this case if they were so worried about Russia. And instead, at every turn, when they were acting legally or technically in an allowable way, they were giving they were concluding that Trump was dirty and the Russians really were in bed. So instead of giving a defensive briefing, for instance, they didn't do that because they were worried that would tip off the Russian spy collusion scheme. Instead of, you know, going right to Papadopoulos and going, hey, man, we heard a Russian, you heard something about Russia, could you turn on them and work with us? They didn't do that.
No.
And when they started to find exculpatory evidence, like, they used human sources, people like Stephen Halper, to go actually talk to Papadopoulos, to go talk to Carter Page. And in those little interviews using human sources, Page and Papadopoulos said things to their human sources that were exonerating, that suggested they wouldn't cooperate with Russians. And yet, after that, they go to the FISA surveillance method. So it's like and then once they get the FISA surveillance methods, they start doing things that are actual violations. 9 false statements to the FISA court. Things like on the last renewal, the 4th FISA application, the 3rd renewal, they have figured out that Carter Page has in fact been cooperating with the CIA to gain information on the Russians. Yes, Carter Page is a CIA informant. And when they figure that out, that's where this guy Kleinsmith comes in and alters a document to suggest that that's not. They lied to the FISA court, essentially. Don't tell the FISA court that. They don't tell the FISA court that the Steele dossier, which is the bulk of the FISA application, was, number one, funded by the Clinton campaign.
That's right, paid for by the Dems.
And number two, was not verified.
That's right.
It was a bunch of crap.
Didn't even Christopher Steele say it wasn't verified?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Now, the most interesting thing, and I saw Catherine Herod, she's now working for CBS News, still doing a good job as a reporter. She said that Christopher Steele, one in an interview, said he had a personal relationship and actually thought well of the Trump family, might have had a personal relationship with Ivanka, and he didn't have this bias until he started digging into Trump. And that, I don't know what that means, but that is a fascinating little tidbit in all of this whole saga. So it just keeps getting worse and worse, and we announced earlier, by the way, Jack, that did you see that Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi wearing all purple, being a good Catholic, looking like a hopeful Advent candle? They walked out and announced they're putting forth two articles.
Two articles, right.
Abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. So apparently obstruction of Congress means they issue a subpoena. You say, no, you don't take it to court, so you're obstructing. Even though it hasn't been adjudicated by the judicial branch. There's so much to this that is dirty. And it's the same playbook. Using people in the bureaucracy, career folks, and people in the media to advance what is really just a parody, as Adam Schiff put on. And that's exactly what all this Russia stuff looks like as well.
Well, doesn't it scare you, though?
It does. Well, it also, I said it earlier, it kind of confirms, I've been trying to get over my sort of cynicism about government and like how it's just a gang of thieves writ large. This does not help me getting over my cynicism.
No, it doesn't.
This makes it worse.
But it's scary to think that they can make things up out of whole cloth and get someone impeached on it.
Right.
I mean, that's so scary, it's not even funny. Because he doesn't bind to their agenda. He's got his own agenda. So he's automatically a bad guy. I mean, it's just, I've never seen anything like this.
And, you know, the more I read this report, especially when I got to the parts about Rod Rosenstein, Ovaltine, I started thinking, not like in the sense of Jeff Sessions betrayed Trump. I wasn't thinking in those terms. I was thinking about Jeff Sessions himself. And I was thinking to myself, Senator Sessions, Attorney General Sessions, Jeff. Hey, Jeff. Where were you and how did you feel that you were being accused by essentially the FBI, Democrats, and members of the media that you were a Russian asset? You've served in the Senate for 2 decades. You've been in law enforcement for your whole career, whether in the state of Alabama or at the national level as a U.S. attorney. And now you're being accused of a Russian asset and you just go silent? Did you want to shout from the rooftops how absurd this was?
Well, he was very silent, all right. And now he's coming back asking us to support him for the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, and it just, you know, a big outstanding question was Rosenstein a good guy or a bad guy? I think Rosenstein was more a shade of gray, but at the end of the day, he was self-serving.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And serving of the institution. I think political bias is blatant. But since the inspector general's given people a technicality to hang their hat on, no, we weren't biased, or at least we didn't testify to the fact, you didn't find documentary evidence of the fact. Okay. That's why I keep going to this institutional bias. This is a government that saw, well, their existence under threat with this new president coming to clean out the swamp. And they acted accordingly. And somebody needs to pay for this, and this is why I'm hanging my hope and my hat on John Durham and his statement yesterday. Though, I have to admit, I don't know how much is actually going to be done.
I know, really. You just, everybody chickens out because you're attacking the whole system.
Right.
The whole system.
Right.
Trump's gone after the entire system, and they absolutely can't stand it. They're scared to death. And they're even more scared that he might get reelected. And if they don't impeach him and convict him, he will be.
And if they just put a fresh coat of paint over this, they don't actually fix the rot in D.C.
Oh, man.
This thing is it's only going to get worse. And I mentioned earlier, what we're building up there right now without actually fixing the problems is a teetering tower of Babel. And that's why it's like Americans aren't even speaking the same language given their political tribe. The more we build up that power in D.C., especially powers that are done in classified secret settings that give you the ultimate authority to essentially spy on a presidential campaign, the fact that that's even out there and happened is going to create more distrust than a next election can solve. We got to actually reform and, you know, tear out the rot.
Well, we got to take over the House. Yeah. If we don't take over the House, it's going to be like this from now on. We've got to win the House.
I agree. We'll see how the impeachment does for those middle road Democrats, if you can say
that. Are there any?
Right, I was about to say.
I don't think there are any left.
But let's see, those newly elected Democrats, how do they hold up in this upcoming election, given that impeachment is moving forward? That'll be interesting to behold. But we got to hit a break here, Jack. 272-9228, folks. 272-9228. You know, I'm willing, I only have one pair of eyes and one brain. It's a big, big report by Michael Horwitz, the Inspector General for the Department of Justice. If you've taken the time to read it, or if you've taken the time to read analysis of it, I'd love to hear your opinion. I'd love to hear your opinion on impeachment, or really anything you'd like to talk about. 272-9228, 272-9228. You're listening to News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. You know, Jack, Bo Goodson, he has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market because he's been serving people here in the River Region and the Montgomery surrounding areas for over four decades. So he has unique understanding and experience when it comes to buying and selling homes and managing properties here in the River Region. And not only can they help you buy or sell that property, buy or sell that apartment, that home, whatever it is, they do have incredible management services available should you want to rent your home. And that way you can invest in a property, rent it out, but you don't have to be the day-to-day manager. And I know from personal experience, the Goodson Group does a great job managing a property. The Goodson Group is also home to the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. It's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate programs here in the state. You don't have to be going for that real estate license, so this school is great for that. If you're just trying to learn about the market to be a wise buyer or seller out there, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School is the place for you to go. So check them out online today at thegoodsongroup.com. thegoodsongroup.com. You can find a lot of their listings there and other services, including how to sign up for the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, or give them a call, 551-0225. That number again for the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson, 551-0225. And when you do call 551-0225, be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. We'll be right back.
That gives them a good reception.
Indeed. We'll be right back, folks. More News and Views. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, right after this.
I'm Cheryl Woodward, account executive with Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Alabama Certification Number 99004.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Jennifer Pestricelli, Director of Sales at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon. Joey Clark alongside Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
All right.
There's no stopping us now, Joey. You know it.
Second time around, baby.
That too. Hey, you know what's coming up in a couple of weeks? Christmas.
Ah, Christmas.
You know a great place to go buy something personal for your loved one or dear friend is Heirloom Jewelers. 6948 Vaughn Road. Go out Vaughn Road going east, past Bell Road, and the first street to the right is called Watchman Circle, and that's there on the corner. Heirloom is on the corner of Watchman Circle and Vaughn Road. They have some beautiful inventory in there because Troop Booth is very selective in what he picks, and he's certified by the Gemological Institute of America, which gives him a little gravitas. Well, a lot of gravitas, actually. And he has picked out some beautiful stuff. And he specializes in estate jewelry and antique jewelry. And it ain't no schlock up in there. It's some really pretty stuff. So if you're looking to buy something for your loved one, go by there at 6948 Vaughn Road and talk to Troop Booth. He might can make some suggestions. You give him the, you tell him what price range you want to shoot for, and he'll work with you. And if you want to sell your jewelry that you're not currently using, and it's just sitting there in a jewelry box not helping anybody, and you feel like you're not going to use it again, go by there and make an appointment with Troop Booth by calling 260-0066. 260-0066. It's hard for me to say. And make an appointment to go see him. Take what you're trying to sell. He'll appraise it. Look at it. He'll offer you a price. And if you agree, you'll walk away with a check. That's Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughn Road here in the capital city. A family-owned business that has been in operation for a long time. It was started by his grandparents.
Wunderbar.
Yes.
They do. He really does a great job over there. Folks, he couldn't run that business unless he truly had the expertise he has with the jewelry business. Knowing what to buy, knowing the fashions and what season this part of the country. The reason his business works is because of his expertise. Nobody else could do that except for Troop Booth. Great business at Heirloom Jewelers there. Check him out. Now tomorrow, Jack. And I think it'll start at maybe 11 or 10 our time. I think we should take it live. This gentleman I have pulled up to the screen here, Lindsey Graham.
Yes.
He'll be running the Judiciary Committee. He'll have this guy, Michael Horowitz, whose report is being talked about, talk of the town, talk of the country. But here's Lindsey Graham yesterday. This is just a little snippet of his press conference, a preview of what we're going to get tomorrow.
I cannot stress enough that all of us rely upon those with the power to follow us, surveil us, and to check on us to be honest and truthful. Nobody has mentioned a word about this yet. That on page 186 to 190 in the Horowitz report, it describes in great detail how the FBI found out that the subsource for the Steele dossier disavowed it. And they used it two more times to get warrants. They never told the court, and they actually lied to the court about the interview. If that doesn't bother you, you hate Trump way too much. If I were Mr. Carter Page, I'd hire me a lawyer. I'd sue the hell out of the United States. This is a sad day. This is a dangerous set of circumstances, but there are better days ahead. Mr. Horowitz has identified the problem. Is it up to us to fix it? I look forward to working with Democrats to make sure this never happens again, that we have rules around counterintelligence investigations, that we beef up the FISA court. I'm a pretty hawkish guy, but I'm dumbfounded and really upset about how this whole process was handled.
I told you so moment here, Jack. Mm-hmm. Not that I've ever gotten to speak to Lindsey Graham directly, but myself, other civil libertarians in both parties, whether it's Ron Wyden for the Democrats or Rand Paul of the Republicans or Mike Lee or whomever, mm-hmm. we've been warning you can't just trust the people in power, especially in secret agencies, to always tell the truth, Lindsey. And so this is my hope. Hearing Lindsey Graham and how disappointed he is, he was one of the great defenders of these surveillance programs. And now that this surveillance program he was a great defender of has come back to bite him in the butt, and anybody who defended it, I hope he actually fixes it.
Well, I can see him defending it, but now that he sees that it was abused,
yes.
I think that's what he's PO'd about. I mean, you can't say Lindsey Graham is not a patriot.
Because oh, right.
He certainly is. He served in the military. He was in the House of Representatives. Now he's in the Senate. He's done a great job. He's gone a little wayward a few times.
Well, what I'm knocking him for is almost being too much of a patriot. You believe too much in these folks serving in secret government institutions to always do the right thing, Lindsey. And doggone it, folks like me have been proven right by this report. You know, ignore all the stupid headlines over. It was predicated. No political bias. Very clear evidence laid out by Horowitz. You just heard it from Lindsey Graham of how they abused the FISA court. And we've been telling you for years. Edward Snowden warned us about this stuff. It's time to wake up. And I hope Lindsey, I think he's now properly motivated to actually fix it.
Well,
Let's hope for it.
I'm sure he will be.
Let's hope.
And his hearing is tomorrow. One of them.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's going to be a...
Give him a microphone and a cause. Something. We'll never hear the end of it.
It's going to be something to behold. And I think as you see Horowitz actually lay this out with questioning by Lindsey and others, it'll be a bit more palatable, comprehensive for the American people as opposed to reading this report.
Well, folks, I'll guarantee you he will be pushed.
Yes.
He will be pushed hard by people like Lindsey Graham. And who are some of the other...
Oh, he's going to be pushed very hard and firm indeed.
Who are some of the other Republicans on that committee? I mean,
Grassley.
He used to be the chair, yeah.
Yeah, he switched with Lindsey.
He's pretty tough.
Yeah. We can look into others. But it should be something to behold. And, you know, I think also with the fact that John Solomon and Devin Nunes' numbers were released all of a sudden by Adam Schiff and the House Intelligence Committee on their impeachment report, Nunes has been a longtime defender of these sort of metadata programs. I think everybody's who's defended these programs and told libertarians to shut up, you don't care about securing the country, they're starting to wake up to, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. these things can be abused. Yeah, guys. Stop building this Leviathan with all these powers. It's going to backfire. And it is backfiring. It's not a hypothetical anymore.
And I was listening to something on the radio the other day, and they were interviewing someone who was an analyst for the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
How many damn analysts do they have? I've heard like 30 of them since all this happened 2 years ago, 3 years ago. They're always interviewing these former folks from the CIA. who are analysts.
Right.
What the hell did they do?
Well, I mean, it depends on
what they analyzed. Whatever it was, it wasn't very good.
We got to hit a break here, Jack. 272-9228, folks, if you want to get in. I'll be honest, I haven't checked much local news. I've been so, you know, my head's soaked in all this national crap.
Well, it's very incumbent, Joey.
But we'll be checking on that.
I mean, we're going through it right now. We may as well know as much about it as we can.
Let's tell folks a little bit about one of our new sponsors, Jack. You got to go by and visit there the other day.
I did. Week. I went by to visit the Yellowhammer Restaurant, which is, I got to get my address out. You caught me off guard, Joey. But anyway, it's actually not a brand new restaurant. It's under new management.
Okay.
And I went by there and ate lunch the other day, and it was excellent. I had a meat and three, but you don't have to get a meat and three. You can get, you know, a hamburger. You can get all kind of sandwiches and salads. They have like three different kind of burgers. They have a Reuben. They have a club. They have wings, both boneless and bone-in wings. And they have two salads. And it was really daggum crowded when I went, and it was late. And the proprietor was at the door asking everybody, how was it? And I did not hear one person complain. And must have been 10 people that walked by him. But it's the Yellowhammer Cafe. It's open at 6 a.m. for breakfast, which is pretty daggum early. You don't always find that, places that are open that early. But they have pancakes, biscuits and gravy, a grits bowl. They have, you know, your everyday eggs and bacon and sausage and whatever you want. You can build an omelet, too. But I wasn't there for breakfast, but I am going to go. But I will say it was really good. Their address is 7725 Averett Drive. Now, if you're like me, that didn't mean anything to you.
Right.
Because it's new. But if you go out Vaughn, or you actually are going out Vaughn and you turn on to Taylor and you're headed toward 231, this street, Averett, is off to the right. It's about 3/4 of a mile down Taylor Road, and you go back there and there's a little stop sign right past the stop sign. You'll see on the right a little shopping center, and that's where the Yellowhammer Restaurant is. So give them a try. I was really impressed, and I think you will be too. Yellowhammer Restaurant.
Well, from one great sponsor to another, we have, Jack, Kim Williams on the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
Kim, welcome to the program. How are you?
Oh, welcome. It's so nice. Jack, how you doing?
How you doing? Bienvenue.
Hi, I'm Thurin.
Fine.
Yeah, that Yellowhammer. I've told my team here we're going to order lunch and go down there and pick it up. You know, we can't all leave for lunch.
Right.
We
wouldn't
want to do
right.
that, but
because you're a slave driver.
Oh, come on now.
Well, I'm just kidding.
We have too much fun for me to get mean. But hey, listen to this. I tell you guys, you can't make this stuff up. It's amazing what our customers and your listeners qualify to do. And most often, they just don't even realize it. I had a gentleman call in. He wanted to refinance his mortgage. He had a higher rate, get this, 7.5%. 7.5%. You know, I would have thought after all these years that at least we talked about every customer, listener out there with a high rate, you know, over 5% for sure. But anyways, he gave us a call, and he wanted to get about $15,000 cash out to renovate his kitchen, remodel it, bring it up to, you know, up to the current, I guess. The
style.
Yeah, there you go. Mm. And he needs a new roof. All right. So we took a look at it, and here's what we were able to do for him. Not only refinance his mortgage and cut his rate in half, get him the $15,000, but also pay off $16,000 in credit cards and a car payment. Car and three credit cards. Pay all that off. Lowering his payment from $1,630, that's $1,630 a month, to only $965.03.
Wow.
That's saving the $665 a month that he will realize right now.
Golly, that's
all
a hell of a
savings. Paid off, that gives him more time in the day, you know, to spend, not managing those bills and making sure they're paid on time. And then he's got the cash to boot for the remodel of the kitchen and the roof. So, again, Alabama Home Mortgage, if you're currently in a position where, you know, you've got some equity, or you're, let's say this, you might not even know that. You own a house, and you know you got some bills to boot you'd like to pay off. Or you've got some ideas for remodeling you'd like to implement. Pick up the phone and give me a call at Alabama Home Mortgage now. 567-4223. You'll be amazed at how much you can say. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hang on.
Yes, sir.
Is there a difference in mortgage lenders?
Hey, Jack, let me tell you. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. There is a difference in mortgage lenders.
And I was waiting for it.
You got it.
Thank you so much, Kim.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Man, we have such great sponsors.
She's hilarious, too. She's a lot of fun.
Kim's great. She really is. We got to hit a break, though. More news and views from 9 to noon with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
They're encouraging developments on trade today. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced agreement on a modified U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, and the Wall Street Journal is reporting the U.S. and China are considering delaying tariffs scheduled to take effect on Sunday while both sides work on their trade agreement. ExxonMobil has been cleared of fraud in a trial over charges brought by New York's Attorney General. The company was accused of deceiving investors over the true cost of addressing climate change. However, a Manhattan Supreme Court judge ruled that the Attorney General failed to produce any evidence that investors were misled. It was the first of several climate-related lawsuits against major companies to go to trial. ExxonMobil is fighting similar accusations in other state and federal courts. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Big weather changes already on the way. The threat of showers, maybe a thunderstorm fairly early. Temperatures will be in the low 70s before starting to fall in the afternoon to about 54 later, becoming windy. The risk of showers continues this afternoon and tonight. Colder tonight, low 41. Tomorrow, risk of showers mainly early in the day, otherwise much cooler than it has been. High temperatures only in the 50s tomorrow, down to 39 tomorrow night. A chance of more rain by Thursday night into Friday. Hey, our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
On your TV, a dance show. Your wife is blissing out, but you, not so much. How are you going to get through this? You look down. The answer is in your hand. Your phone. Sports, box scores, highlights. Everything you love in one perfect bundle from WOW. Super fast internet, tons of TV channels, all for just $74.99 per month. Go to WOWWay.com and get yours today.
WOW.
Offer for new customers invalid for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Tis the season, everybody, and it's big Christmas doings with the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday, December 21st, that's the Saturday before Christmas, we're having our big Christmas blowout. It's going to be from 3 in the afternoon until 6. It's absolutely free, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Just load up all your Christmas merrymakers and come to 2754 Bell Road. You'll find us there at Affordable Events. I hear Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis. We're going to be taping for a new episode of the Health and Wealth TV show, and there's no telling what else might happen. And did I mention that it's absolutely free? For more information, just listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. And mark your calendars for Saturday, December the 21st from 3 in the afternoon until 6 for the Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout, sponsored in part by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. And Jack, you weren't here earlier, and I just wanted to say to you as I'm playing a little bit of Christmas music here.
I noticed that. I'm very happy about it.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Love you, Jack.
You're so kind.
Oh, and I forgot.
And a happy new year.
Very quickly before the top of the hour, go to the phones. 272-9228. Jason. Don't have as much time as I'd like with you because I know your calls are always good. How you doing though?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
All right. What's going on, man?
Not much. I heard. I was trying to call in before Miss Williams. I didn't realize she was calling in early, but I was calling about the comments you were making before that about the Horowitz report. And what I was going to say was the take home message from the report, in my mind, shouldn't be that the FBI did or didn't illegally spy on Trump or anybody in his campaign. I think the take-home message should be the government is continuing to do what the government has been doing for decades, meaning Horowitz made it crystal clear that the FBI, the people within the FBI, didn't exploit the system. They used the system as it was designed. And that should scare everybody, but it confirms what the guy, Edward Snowden, did said in 2013, the leak he put out. It confirms what we already knew about Hoover, the FBI director.
And
the
Comey,
government surveils us,
right.
Period. It doesn't matter who you are.
Well, Jason, so, let me slightly disagree with you. I think you're right that it's very low bars for the government to do these things in the first place. But also, Horowitz did fine. It'll be clearer tomorrow. I mean, 51 violations of the Woods Act, that's where you have to provide exculpatory evidence to anybody you're going to surveil,
sure.
And nine
yep.
false statements. So they not only did standard business, yep. they also broke the rules.
Yeah, well, you say they broke the law, but let me ask you this. Do you think this report makes it more likely or less likely that people like Bruce Orr, Strzok, Page, Comey, McCabe, Obama, Loretta Lynch, do you think it makes it more or less likely that they're going to tip?
Well, you threw out a lot of names there.
Let me put it this way. All of the boogeymen that have been discussed before this report, yeah. Do you think it makes it more or less likely they're going to tip?
No, I don't think, number one, it touches the former president. I don't think former AGs get touched either. I think, and no, Lisa Page, from reading the report, wasn't intimately involved in the investigation.
Right.
She was just outside counsel to McCabe.
Right.
Strzok, I don't think anything's coming for Strzok. There maybe, but I doubt it. And no, but I think somebody like Kevin Kleinsmith, who actually altered the document to get the warrant on Page, is going to jail.
Well, definitely.
And also, I think Durham is looking more at the origins of how this all got started. And there's something, I think he's looking at more CIA intelligence assets all around the world.
Sure. And I think that's helpful. But I guess my point is, specifically the people that have always been brought up over the past 2 years, those people, this report doesn't say they did anything criminally wrong. As a matter of fact, Horowitz goes kind of out of his, I won't say he goes out of his way, but he makes it clear that they follow procedures. And specifically, both of them, there was a consensus throughout the chain of command that what they were doing was either right, that it was right, and that they should proceed with it. And so I'm just saying, if you're waiting for those people to go to jail, please do not hold your breath.
Oh, yeah, that's a fair point. That is a fair point.
And not only I'll say that, but I'll go further and just say anybody that's American should be concerned that the FBI and the other branches of the government can surveil you when they get ready, and the bar to do so is so low. All they have to do is that one person can decide, I believe it, and they can get a FISA warrant on you. And that's what the report says.
And they'll cover it up by saying, well, we had a group meeting, so it wasn't any really one person's decision.
Exactly. There was no origin. We all decided that we should surveil you because you were a national security threat, because a random person, or really an informant, came to us and said you were. We didn't verify the information, but we believe him, and so we're going to investigate you. That's what happened.
This is a good point. It's a good call. I got to run.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, and it's kind of confirming what we all worried about, is that all these folks have been in the news. They don't eat their own. The government doesn't punish their own.
No.
But don't put it past the U.S. Attorney John Durham. He is from the Nutmeg State, after all. Connecticut,
yeah.
Yeah, I've met a few people from that state. Miserable place.
Are they miserable people as
well? No, they rise above it.
Okay. But,
more news and views after this top of the hour break. We have an in-studio guest going to be talking a little bit about Caravita Village, Logan Perdue. But stay tuned, folks. More on national news and some local after this top of the hour.